Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Person and me growing just in life, period. You know, I feel like it's certain challenges that I may come up against that I have to like overcome, and I have to do it by myself. And it's not like it falls back on anyone else. Like if I mess up or if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, like the slack doesn't fall on anybody else but me. So I feel like it's definitely grown me up, and it's taught me just to, you know, like be an adult and really just handle certain situations the way that they should be handled. It's been tons of fun. I've been figuring out myself through the music, and it's just been really, really amazing. So I like it a lot.
Now, I've also noticed, too, that you are very fond of the camera a little bit as far as clothing is concerned. Is that something that you've decided to incorporate as far as your brand? Because when we talk about a brand and reaching global proportions, it's not just music, but also fashion. Is that something that you've decided to incorporate in your career?
I mean, absolutely. I feel like, you know, with music comes all different types of art. I definitely love fashion, you know, and I like to, you know, get into it and get into putting together different looks and different outfits, you know, for like videos and, you know, whatever else I'm doing. So I think that it definitely comes with that. And yeah, for sure. Like I would definitely incorporate it into my brand. Like I'm already starting to do that now. I have some merch out on my website. And I'm about to be putting out some merch for my production company. So it's going to be really cool.
There's a balance to everything and anything. Being an independent artist, being in control of one's career, it brings on a completely different responsibility, because now you answer to nobody except for you. How important is it for you as an artist to have that level of control over your career?
I mean, I think that it's pretty cool so far, and I feel like with me, like I have people in place who help me make certain decisions and who help me figure out things because, you know, with me being so new to being a solo artist, you know, I don't know everything. So, like, my mom, my manager, Julian, my PR person, Alicia, like, we all talk about what we feel would be best for my career moving forward. My business manager, Chris, like, we all talk about what we feel would be best for my career moving forward, and that's kind of how we handle it. So I feel like it is like I'm in control, but I still have people that I'm able to go to help me make the wisest decisions I can make, you know, even if it's about something that I may not all the way understand. So, I mean, it's been pretty cool. It's all distributed, like the power is all distributed. I make sure that I ask everyone around me who's, you know, on my team and important to me, like, okay, what do you guys think we should do moving forward? And then I make my decision from that. So
every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with on the show, they tell me all the time, they say, Teddy Bear is a much simpler process when I'm left to my own vices, being able to focus on the artist, just me being an artist, as far as instead of constantly dealing with the business aspect, because at the end of the day, it is a business. For you being an artist, how have you seen yourself improve as far as being a songwriter, being able to focus on your own songwriting instead of sharing the responsibility with other members?
Oh, it's definitely been a really, really fun learning experience for me with writing. I just remember this time last year, like, I would not want to, like, this time last year, I wasn't even writing, you know,
okay.
Like, I wasn't even recording, I was still in a group, you know, and I didn't start writing until April or May, you know, in really figuring out what, you know, what it is that I want to do, and more I got into the studio, and more I started trying out different things, me and my engineer, Kyron, the more we just tried out different things, we got better and better together as a team. And I don't know, it's just been just so much fun just learning and creating a sound that's my own sound and something that I'm really, really proud of, you know. It's been just a really amazing experience, and I'm really just falling in love with it. And I'm still learning and still growing and still writing and making music, you know, that I feel fits my sound. So it's never like, I feel like you never get done learning. Like, you can always be better. So it's just been really fun.
You know, the sense that I get from you is like it's a fantastic thing to sit up and see yourself evolve into something bigger.
Yeah.
Something better. And listening to the entire EP, my perspective of it, I can see the elevation of maturity. When I listen to songs like Maybe, I'm saying, okay, That's very adult and it's really speaking from the heart. Is it easier for you now to gain that kind of or show that kind of vulnerability in your music?
I definitely think so. Like, I think because it's me and I wanted to show, you know, people who didn't know me, I wanted to show them, like, this is who I really am through my music. And this is the way that I really say things and this is the way that I really feel. So, you know, I think, like, with a song like Maybe, you know, like, it was just basically, like, how I felt. And I feel like that's, like, everybody tells me that that's, like, one of their favorites off of the EP. But it's, like, on SoundCloud, it has, like, the most plays. So I would say that a lot of people really like it. But I think that I'm definitely able to, you know, talk about what I want to talk about now and say what I want to say and how I say it. So it's cool.
You know, it's nothing wrong with being in your feelings. Lord have mercy. Yes, it is. Well, let's get to it. We're not going to deprive the many listeners out there from the fantastic debut EP, of course, from Beja Rodriguez. It gets better with Maybe here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Calculate. be back on my feet, ain't got nothing on me.
It's essential for you to always remember to work hard and to be humble and, you know, to be grateful because, you know, getting up every day and getting to do what you love to do, like, that's a blessing, you know, and a lot of people really don't get to go out and follow their dreams and really pursue it and make a career of it, you know what I mean? So I'm really passionate about it, and I know it takes so much hard work and dedication and really faith to go out and be like, okay, I can really do this. You know what I'm saying? Just for any artist, for anybody who's doing anything, who's following their dream, you know? So I just always try to stay humble because it's so essential. Like, if you lose sight of who you are and where you came from, you know, like, everything else will fall apart and it won't matter. Like, you have to always make sure that you're humble and grateful and you work hard and you're appreciative of what's going on around you. So that's just the way that I try to be because it really is a blessing.
Absolutely, and it definitely resonates through your music. And you know, I want to kind of piggyback on that. I've always said that an artist is only as strong as the team is. When you have a strong team to keep you grounded, to make sure that the necessary people that are around you to elevate your career and not a bunch of, I call, yes people or people because we find that. In this industry, a bunch of yes people saying, yes, yes, you're great, you're great, you're great, you're great. For you, have you already mentally and emotionally prepared yourself with dealing with those kind of people in this industry?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I've definitely dealt with those type of people. And I think about, you know, dealing with that all the time. I just always wonder, you know, is it really good or is it really this or is it really that, you know, because you're always your biggest critic. And I think we're just dealing with yes men, because nobody on my team is, like, going to tell me something is good if it's not. So I think with dealing with people like that, like, it's only certain people I trust to hear my music in the beginning stages. And, you know, when I trust their opinion, or certain people that I trust to be, you know, just in the studio, in that vibe with me. You know, like, even if you're not writing, you're just there. You know what I mean? Like, I think that dealing with yes men is just, like, I don't have to, because, you know, like, anybody else's opinion besides my team, you know, that I have in place to help me do what I do, like, to me, besides my fans, like, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, it's just us, and we're putting this out for the fans. We're putting this out. I'm putting this out because I believe in it, and I've never put out any song, anything that I didn't wholeheartedly 100% believe in. You know, so that's pretty much how I deal with that.
Absolutely. And speaking of fans, well, I like to affectionately call them loyal supporters. Team Bay, they love you unconditionally. I mean, they definitely love your music. And speaking of that, let's get some callers on the line. We're going to area code 786. You're on the line with Beja Rodriguez and Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
If it's like that, that means I never not saved my phone number. My phone's just do that.
You're on live, my love. Hello? Hello? Don't be scared. I promise I won't bite. Okay. Well, that's all right. Let's try another caller then. We're going to area code 347. You're on the line with Beja Rodriguez and, of course, the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead. Hello, caller. Now, I know it can't be my cologne. I smell delightful. Caller, you're on the line live. All right, let's go to area code 229. You're on the line with Beja Rodriguez and, of course, the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Hey, Beja. My name's Shakira.
Hey.
What name of the EP will be?
You know, I don't know yet, actually. I haven't decided on a name.
How are you, though? I'm fine. I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
There's no need to be nervous.
Well, I can't wait to hear the EP. I love it, Gizmo.
Oh, man, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for that support. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, caller. Beja, why are they so nervous? I come in peace. I won't bite anybody. I will bite. I promise. Let's see. We go to area code 240. You're on the line with Beja Rodriguez and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Hi. Caller.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm on the phone, Beja. Okay. my name is Chantel, and I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Well, hi, Chantel.
Hi, thank you. And my question was, what was your inspiration for writing Place?
You know, with Place, I think that it was like, I was thinking about this one guy in particular, and, you know, like, we had our situation, but basically I just felt like he wasn't appreciative of what he had, so I feel like that was kind of, like, my inspiration for writing that song. I was just like, well, if you're not going to appreciate me, then I'm going to go find somebody who will. So that's pretty much why I wrote it, because I feel like a lot of people could relate to that.
Okay, well, yeah, that's, like, my favorite song off the EP.
Oh, wow, thank you. That's one of my favorites, too. Well, it is my favorite.
Well, thank you for calling, Chantel. Okay. I appreciate it, okay?
All right, love you, Beja.
Love you, too, girl.
What does that mean for you as an artist? Not just an artist, but as a person, to know that you have that many people who truly not only feel and can relate to your music, but just love you as an artist and also as a person.
I'm just appreciative, man. Like I really am, and it just always amazes me, and it's very overwhelming, and I just really can't believe that people are so tuned into my music and my brand and what I'm doing, you know, with myself, and people are telling me like I really relate to this, and I really feel like you wrote this song for me, and that's why I do what I do. I do it because I feel like there are other girls or other people just period in this world who feel the same way that I feel about certain situations, and just to know that there's people out there who are really supportive of my brand, always playing my music or putting somebody on to it, tweeting it or posting it and just listening to it over and over and actually listening to the whole EP. It really warms my heart, and it really inspires me and motivates me to just continue to keep going because people like it and people are tuned into it, and people, you know, they feel like they can connect with me, and I feel connected with them. Like, so I think it's cool.
You know, when you're working on a collaboration with another artist, it's not always easy, especially if that vibe is not there. And I must commend you. The collaboration that you did with another equally talented artist by the name of Jacob Lattimore, you two did a fantastic job with Ride or Die. Who initially came up with that concept and decided to work together on a single for the EP, It Gets Better?
Well, you know, I was in the studio, and with this particular track, I was trying to figure out, okay, what exactly am I going to do to this track? And my engineer, Kyron, he's like, yo, like, why don't we do, like, a call and response type thing? Like, we get a feature and do you with somebody else. So we write the hook, and I go in there and I lay down my part. And he was actually on the reference. So I'm listening to him, and I'm like, Jacob would be like perfect for this. Like, this sounds like Jacob could do it. So I called Jacob, and I'm like, hey, like, I have a song that I really, you know, want to get you on. And me and him actually did like three songs that day. And, you know, it was just such a perfect vibe because I've known Jacob since I was like 12 years old. So like, we're so familiar with each other. We've toured with each other. We've been at each other's birthday parties and just hanging out and everything like that. So, you know, like when we got into a working space together, that was actually like our second time working together. OMG did a song with him like a few years back. But when we actually worked together for the second time, it was so cool, like, to see us both in that space just getting the work done. And he's, like, really excited about the song, you know, and he's getting his part together, you know, for his verse. And it was just cool to watch him work. And I think that he's such a talented vocalist anyway, so it's always just a pleasure to hear him sing. And it was just so amazing, you know, to just be in there while he's recording, because I really think he can sing. So it was just super fun and super easy.
And you know what? I must commend him, too. He's also a very good actor, too. Very, very good actor. Very good actor. But you know
yes,
what?
We're dealing
with music. Very special collaboration, of course. Major Rodriguez featuring Jacob Lattimore with Ride or Die from the new EP, It Gets Better, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Girl, I know what you want.
Boy, I need
and my girl gon' always be there, be there. Yeah. Fuck what all them haters say about us. It don't even matter, girl, because you know I got you, girl. Uh-huh. You know, The way you're moving them hips, swinging that hair, give me that look, you know it ain't fair. Girl, I swear between you and me, I know you got everything I need. You can't correct, now you're here with me. Hold it down, I know you never leave. Yeah. Hold it down, I know you never leave.
Girl, I know what you want.
Boy, I need a ride or die.
Girl, I know what you want.
Hoes fall back, cause me and my girl gon' always be there, be there.
Ride or Die, Beja Rodriguez featuring Jacob Lattimore from the new EP, It Gets Better, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also for those who are a lot more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. I must ask you, you know, as far as you've had an opportunity to do some live performances with a group, now being a solo artist, how do you feel that you want to, as far as take not only your stage presence, but as far as more of a theatrical presence on stage, how do you want to take it to the next level?
I think, like, with OMG, the thing was, is, like, we were on stage and we were dancing really hard, you know, doing that whole thing, but we never really, like, sung live. We always sung over the track. And I feel like with my show, personally, like, I would love to take the live approach to my show, like making sure that people really know I can sing outside of the studio, you know, and on stage, and you know, just getting really intimate and personal with my fans. I think that that's pretty much where I would like to take, you know, my show. You know, a few grooves here and there, but just basically just me vibing with the crowd, you know, and doing that whole thing. So
I've had an opportunity to listen. I've been doing this for a minute, and I've always had a sixth sense who's real about their craft and those who are just in it just for the quote unquote the fame and the notoriety. And I must say to you, the things that I find so impressive about you, as far as number one, you're very diligent, you believe in your talent. It's very refreshing to hear a young artist say, you know what, I want to show everyone that I actually have the vocal range and give a perfect presentation. I want it intimate because I want to know, let them know I'm not synthetic. I'm not something that was created or fabricated. I'm real. How important is it to you to always strive for excellence and to let everybody know that you are taking this art form seriously?
I think, again, it's essential. I mean, you know, with music, I take it very serious because I'm super passionate about it, and this is something that I've wanted to do all my life. I've just been in music, around music, listening to music. Like, everything in my life has revolved pretty much around music for me. And I think that with doing this and with me being an artist, I take it so seriously because I would never want to put anything out to the world that I felt like was not my best. You know what I mean? So I take it very serious, like me and my engineer. We take the music super serious because it's the most important piece to the whole equation. Like, if the music isn't good, then you can't build and, you know, create a brand off of something that's not solid. So it's super serious, super important, and we go about it thinking that way, and we don't think about it any other way. So
As I said, I'm thoroughly impressed with you. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this evening with the incredible Pi and with the incredible Beja Rodriguez as we debut her new EP, It Gets Better. And for those who are not following her, shame on you. But we're going to provide you with the pertinent information in 1 second. Out of all the tracks that I've had an opportunity to listen to on the EP, the one that I felt that was really heartfelt and really showed you as far as your vocal range was concerned was See My Face. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular single from the new EP?
I don't think it's a single, but like with that song, it was just pretty much like me letting an ex know, like, you know, this is where I am, and, you know, I'm here, and, you know, I'm doing better, and I'm doing much better than I ever could have been doing while I was with you. And I feel like it was almost like a feeling of triumph, you know, like everybody feels that, you know, everybody feels that way when they get over something or when they finally, you know, get done dealing with something that they've dealt with before. And that's pretty much where I was at with it, and that's why I wrote it. So this is it was really personal for me, and I really liked it. So,
well, you know what? Everyone loves it, including myself. And to get all the latest updates, make sure that you stop by Beja's official website. That's at BejaRodriguez.com. You can also catch up with her on Facebook and also on Twitter. Facebook, that's at Beja Rodriguez Official, and also on Twitter, that's at Twitter.com/. Beja Rodriguez, first and foremost, I want to thank you so much for taking time and joining us this evening. Hopefully in 2016, you get an opportunity to come here to Houston, do an in-live studio interview, and hopefully we'll cross over because you actually get a chance to perform. We would truly, truly love that.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely should get something like that together. I appreciate you for having me.
We want our music shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy. Would you mind introducing See My Face to the listeners out there?
All right, guys. Well, it's Beja Rodriguez, and this is one of my most personal songs off the EP, See My Face.
You heard from the princess, See My Face, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
I know you hated you were sleeping on me.
Been bottles nights, you had me crying, me crying. Now I'm catching flights, I'm getting flyer, I'm shining. Heard it, I got signed, and now you trying. Oh, finally, but it's too late, now I'm gone. Well, it's too late, now I'm on. Now that I got on, you hate to see my face. Say you want me back, but I ain't got time for that, that. Now that I got on, you hate to see my face.
Trying to get more, one and less of the other. You and your negativity, stay away from me. I'm just trying to stay focused. Cause oil and water, yeah, they never mix well. One's always opposing.
the incredible Beja Rodriguez here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new EP, her debut EP, is available on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. To get all the latest updates, make sure that you stop by her official website. That's at www.BejaRodriguez.com. Also on Facebook. That's at Facebook.com/BejaRodriguezOfficial. And also on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/BejaRodriguez. Very, very talented young lady. It was truly an honor and a pleasure to have her in the comfort zone. In the meantime, I also want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Terry Lynn Carrington. Thank you for joining us yesterday evening. And be sure, listeners, to purchase her latest album, The Mosaic Project. Lord have mercy. Love and soul. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, on an exceptional, smooth, and always therapeutic Friday night, let's get into some more music, of course. The Barkays, Grown Folks, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
I really want to hear your voice. I really want to see your face again. Looking at your picture now, you should have been my lover. You gotta give me a chance. See, I ain't gonna treat you like a mother, man. I'ma make sure that I'll never hurt you. Right now, I'm giving up all of the girls that I met in the club. Right now, I'ma turn it up. I'm gonna be the one to make you fall in love. Right now, I'm gonna give you what you want. I'm gonna do the things that the other just don't. Tonight, I'm gonna make believe.
You ain't gotta wait.
You ain't gotta wait, girl.
Yeah. goodness. How's everyone doing this evening? Hey, before we get started, let me introduce my band. On bass, we got the very funky Cornelius Nouns. On organ, baby, Sweet Pauline from Alabama. Keep it right there, Pauline. So funky. On guitar, I got sexy ass Rob Bacon from Detroit, Michigan. And from London, my DJ, Diva in a Box. And I am your diva savior. And I'm blowing the spot up. Ladies, get up. Where's your man right now? Let me say it one more sexy time. Diva.
Savior. live at Planet Sex is a Beautiful Thing. Speaking of a beautiful thing, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Beja Rodriguez. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And listeners and family, be sure to purchase her new debut EP, It Gets Better, available on Amazon, Google Play, and also on iTunes. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, head over to Beja's official website. Yes, it is a Friday. Her official website, that's at BejaRodriguez.com. You can also catch up with her on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, that's at Beja Rodriguez Official. And also on Twitter, that's at Twitter.com/BejaRodriguez. Well, since I have you here, we are in Planet Sexy a la Bernadette Cooper. Let's get into another hit single from the new album, of course, Bernadette Cooper. All the Girls Are Looking, featuring the Desperados, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Things in your skin. It would be so nice to have.
incredible Bernadette Cooper from her new album, The Last Diva on Earth, Episode 1, Planet Sexy, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy, man. It's been a fantastic month of music, and it only gets better. Won't you join the Teddy Bear this coming Monday, January the 18th? My God, we're halfway there. The month is almost over. That's okay. No need to fear. I got you covered. Monday, we are being joined from the being joined, actually, with the legendary group All for One. Yes, Lord, they'll be joining us this Monday as we debut their new album, All for One. 20 plus. I'm really looking forward to it. 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But even better, you say, well, wow, even better. Remember, what was this? The earlier part of this week, actually on Monday, I had we had the pleasure of having Miss Regina Bell on the show. I said, look, we're going to set up something where we have Miss Bell back on the show, and we are going to play not one, not three, but four tracks from her new album that will be officially released on January the 22nd. The name of the album is called The Day Life Began. We're going to have Miss Bell back on the show this coming Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. We're going to do a very special interview. Yeah, it's not going to be a 5 or 10, 20. No, we're going to do an extended interview. And what makes it even more breathtaking, Lord have mercy, we're going to pre-record the interview, then we're going to turn around on the day the album is released, on the 22nd. We are going to play the interview in its entirety. It's a beautiful thing, so definitely stay tuned for that. And again, all the latest updates, please allow your tender fingers to do the walking. Stop by our official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio, and also on Instagram. Yes, we are. We're on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Lord have mercy, man. It's been a beautiful month of music, but we got so much more to give you. You said, well, what do you got for us, Teddy Bear? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's step back, get lost in some Avant with Best Friend here in The Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
I'm looking at this text from you, all except for what he put you through. This time it seems like you feel some kind of way. Said you really need to see me, but it's a different kind of energy. Maybe I'm just tripping, maybe you're just teasing. All I need is a reason. Oh, but tonight is just the right time. I got freaky on my mind. Hope you feeling the same. Feeling is too strong. Girl, it's on. I'm about to press in. I'm talking to my best friend. She's vulnerable when I am too. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. I don't wanna feel different. Running with my best friend. Going down now. Oh, I've been knowing you for a long time. she's delirious. Maybe I'm just curious. I don't know. I'm about to press in. I'm talking to my best friend. She's vulnerable and I am too. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. I don't wanna feel different. Rolling with my best friend. I was told that something like this could happen when you make the opposite your best friend.
I can love you, but appetite, but God can't help it. I want your cake and some of hers, I'm so selfish, girl. I know you're sick of all my games and my fools. I understand how you feel.
Wish that I could love.
Magnificent Friday evening. My goodness, we're already at the 15th of January. The month is really flying by, Lord have mercy. But you know, we have so much to give. A lot of great music on the way. I mean, a lot of great music. And the only way to find out as far as upcoming dates and as far as artist interviews, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL radio. And for 24-hour nonstop streaming music, Lord have mercy, we got you. Yeah, here to give you what you need. So it is written, so it is done. Just stay there, relax at the official website. Even when the teddy bear is not on there, we're going to give you what your heart desires. We want our R&B music shaken but never stirred. And speaking of shaken and never stirred, excuse me, here's the latest from the very super talented Danielle Parente from her new album, Dark Eyes. Lord have mercy. Very last breath. 5 minutes there in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Call me what you will, I'll give you all my love, and I'll give it to you till the stars are If you give me a minute, girl, I'll write you a love song that could only have been written just for you. And I'll give you all day just to let you decide if all that I'm saying is true. I wanna write you a love song.
Lord have mercy. That takes me back. The late, great David Oliver. I want to write you a love song here in the comfort zone of LODO Radio. Well, family, I know. Well, it's about that time. It's about that time. No need to fear. The Teddy Bear will return on Monday as we welcome legendary R&B group All For One as we debut their new album, All For One, 20+. Really looking forward to that. And again, on Tuesday, very special broadcast. We're going to re-interview. Yes, I told you we're going to have Miss Virginia Bell back on the show. We're going to have her on the show this coming Tuesday. Yes, we are. So we can do an entire interview. We're going to play roughly anywhere between 4 to possibly 5 tracks from her new album, The Day Life Began. The album will be officially available on January the 22nd, but we're going to debut it here first. That's what we do here. I want to thank all of my staff, my right hand, of course, excuse me, my right hand, my program director, Ms. Wilson. I want to thank you so much, and all the rest of my staff for handling everything on the social media. Actually, my musical director. I want to thank Mike for putting everything together. Again, we apologize. We had some technical difficulties, but hey, smooth sailing, no pain, no gain. Lord have mercy. We're going to close it down with a double dose of the late, great David Oliver. Actually, my favorite song from David is simply entitled Miss. Lord have mercy. Much love to all of you. Have a fantabulous and teddy bear-rific weekend. Until Monday, keep your head to the skies. Always listen to music to soothe the soul and find that love here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.